When I'm back on the prowl, you bitches better have my money. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, aka the professor of pop culture. And things are about to get real ugly in this bitch. Or shall I say real petty in this bitch, okay? Because, baby, this one goes out to the lovely, the incomparable. Is it incomparable or incomparable? legendary icon Nicki Minaj, okay? Miss Onika Petty. Child, so we got plenty of tea to talk about with Nicki, okay? Like, the tea has not been stopping for Nicki. Like, it is nonstop. So I'm like, you know what? Today, we're going nonstop. We're going to do an episode right out the gate. We're just going to, it's going to be natural, live, don't even matter. Like, we're just going to get into it. So the first thing is, let's start with a story from, I believe this was last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever. I think it was last week, and I wanted to tell it, but I never got a chance to. So, excuse me. Hold on, y'all. I got a burp. Such a pig. Anyways, I'm sorry, y'all. Jennifer Huff is seeking to amend her complaint against Kenneth Petty. Husband of rap superstar Nicki Minaj in an ongoing legal battle centered around a rape incident in 1994. Huff alleges that Petty, who had previously pleaded guilty to attempted rape in the case, violated his plea deal's term for allegedly intimidating or harassing her. Huff claims she has been living in constant fear due to intimidation, harassment, and threats from Petty and his associates after she refused a cash offer to recant her claims so he could be removed from the National Sex Offender Registry. Huff's move to amend her complaint and introduce new evidence aims to strengthen her case against Petty, asserting that the proof provided by the Queens District Attorney's Office from the incident in 1994 only supports her claims. Oh, I'm actually looking at the evidence now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, child. She got bruises on her neck. I see a knife. I see some more stuff going on here. I didn't know we actually had pictures of the evidence that she had recently gotten back, because she had the evidence has always been there. However, she was not able to access the evidence because there's, like, you know, some paperwork and stuff you got to do to have the evidence released to the people involved in the case or whatever. So she finally got a hold of this evidence or whatever, whatever. So after reviewing long-awaited records from the incident, Huff aims to bolster her case by adding a cause of action for attempted rape. And according to court documents obtained by All Hip Hop, okay, because All Hip Hop definitely got these receipts, baby. When someone files a lawsuit, they typically include one or more causes of action in their complaint. The initial legal documents that starts the case, each cause of action outlines the specific elements that must be proven to establish the defendant's liability and the plaintiff's right to a legal remedy, such as monetary damages. Okay, the evidence submitted by Huff includes chilling exhibits such as photographs of the knife used during the incident, images of the room where she alleges the assault occurred, bruises on her side, and pictures of her neck where she claims Petty choked her. And all of that is definitely visible in the pictures, okay? Additionally, the evidence includes legal documents related to Petty's arrest and plea and social media posts allegedly tied to Petty and his associates. While Nicki Minaj has been dismissed from the lawsuit, the legal battle between Huff and Petty continues as the court reviews the shocking old evidence. Okay, and it don't stop there, y'all. It don't stop there. So this recently... reason I decided to dedicate this whole episode to Miss Mirage. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I'm kind of scared to do this episode. I'm actually sitting here shaking just a little bit. Because, honey, the way Nicki and her people been coming after these people, baby, I'm scared to put this episode out. Like, what if they come after me? What if Nicki get a hold of my little old podcast and decide she going to make sure I get my ones and twos? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm over here nervous a little bit. Like, child, I hope they don't come find me. But Nicki, you got a lot going on, and somebody's got to tell this tea, baby, and I'm going to tell this tea. So, the headline reads, Nicki Minaj fled concert venue after husband's ferocious attack that left man needing multiple surgeries. lawsuit alleges. The security guard who sued Nicki Minaj and her husband, Kenneth Petty, over an alleged backstage beatdown that left him severely injured, has grown tired of waiting around for the rapper to show up to court, RadarOnline.com has learned. According to the documents obtained by Radar Online, Thomas Wieden Muller has demanded the court award him a default judgment of $742,000 against the Barbie World rapper. Child. Wieden Muller broke down the request as $500,000 for the pain and suffering and $200,000 for emotional distress, $21,000 for medical expenses, and thousands more for various other court costs. He might actually get it. I'm about to be like, he done lost his damn mind. But actually, you know, he might fuck around and get this money low-key, which is fucking crazy. As we previously reported, Wieden Muller claimed he worked as a security guard at Minaj's concert on March 22, 2019 in Germany. In the lawsuit, Wieden Muller claimed during a show, a fan was able to rush the stage while Minaj was performing. The rapper was not pleased with the incident and berated a female security guard after the show. Wieden Muller says he witnessed Minaj yelling at the woman and tried to intervene before the employees started to cry. In his lawsuit, he said Minaj was filming the female security guard and demanding she explain on camera why she messed up. At first, Wieden Muller advised both of the other two security personnel that they should silently listen to Minaj's complaints, even if she was screaming obscenities and falsely accusing them of endangering her, the suit said. Wieden Muller and Minaj started to get into it per the suit, which allegedly led to the entertainer throwing her shoe at him. He claimed she proceeded to tell Petty about the argument. Later, he claimed that he came into contact with Minaj, Petty, and two security guards. He claimed that Petty brutally assaulted him while the others watched. While Minaj screamed obscenities at me, Petty repositioned himself out of my eyesight and without warning struck me in the fact which stunned and disoriented me. Because of the surprise nature of the attack, I am not sure as to whether Petty hit me with his fist or with a weapon, he said. Due to the severity of injuries caused by Petty, I immediately sought medical treatment from the medics present at the venue, who told me that I needed medical care that could only be provided at a hospital, he said. He added, the pain in the moment was far more extreme than any pain I had ever experienced in my life or have felt since that day. I felt a blinding pain in my head, neck, and face. I could tell in that instant that something was seriously wrong with my jaw. In newly filed documents, he still has four more surgeries needed. The doctors must still insert implants into my jaw as part of the reconstruction process. In the interim, the doctors have inserted donor bones from a deceased person into my mouth in order to preserve space for future implants. Wow. Wow. Imagine they like, we got to put some dead niggas like bone inside of your shit because your shit is fucked up and we needed to do what it's supposed to do. And that's what we do here as doctors. Like, so yeah, you about to get these dead nigga bones. Y'all, what's wrong with me? Because what the hell? Anyways, but you know, I could imagine being a judge. I'd be sitting there like, so you had to get a dead man's bones inside your mouth to make sure your shit was good. Yeah, I think we might go ahead and award the plaintiff the money because that just don't make no sense. The security guard said he was unable to work for 2 months. 2 months, that's it? Shit. He should have stayed out longer than that, honestly. Following the attack due to injuries sustained as a result of Petty's senseless and ferocious assault. Ferocious. I love that word. Ooh, baby. Ferocious. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having way too much fun cracking myself up right now. Ooh, all right, let me get through this. He said, the pain I felt in the moment was far more extreme than any pain I had ever experienced in my life. Oh, wait, did I read that already? Yes, I did. What I have felt since that day, Wieden Muller claimed Petty and Minaj fled the venue after the attack. A judge has yet to rule on the default judgment request. Minaj and Petty have yet to respond to the case. Let me see what else we got. First of all, radar online, I'm never coming here again because I hate the way y'all got everything spaced out with a million pictures in the shit. I'm over here like reading like I'm slow and can't read, but it's because they got the shit spaced out with pictures in between every little paragraph. Every sentence got a picture in between it, child. Annoying. Honey, now I just want to say to Nikki, with all that he's going through, with all that he is already facing as a known sex offender, okay, known rapist, allegedly, although he was locked up for it, so I don't know what the fuck I'm alleging here, but you know, whatever, that's just me. You know, for him to have to do what I think he has a year on house arrest because he violated his terms by not registering as a sex offender or something like that. So, with all that going on, he's fresh up out of the jail, you know what I'm saying? All of that. Like, I get the gangster life, and I know how it go. Like, you remember when Homeboy said what he said to Chrissy on Love and Hip Hop, and Jim Jones went and checked him on camera and let him know what time it was, and I'm sure they caught him off camera too. So you know how it go when you mess with a man's lady. You know what I'm saying? You really got to be careful when messing with street folk and a woman's especially. You know, don't know how to act. But I just feel like at what point does Nikki? See, this has always been my gripe with certain hood folk and how we do things. You know what I'm saying? It's just how things done and whatnot. No. I'm always gonna be that smart person in the room that say, fuck all that. I don't care how we do things. I'm gonna handle the situation. Babe, don't even worry about it. Matter of fact, make sure my man don't even know about this situation, y'all. Because the last thing I want is my husband, okay? My husband and my kids to be in some bullshit because of some shit that could have been handled with words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna take away my kid's father. How many kids she got? One, maybe two? I don't know. But you know, I'm not gonna take away my children's father and my husband over some petty bullshit. Like, wouldn't you not want him to get in trouble? Like, why would you allow him to do such a thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to tell my man, he's like, I'm about to go boof mom. Like, baby, come on now. You just got out. It ain't worth it. I promise you. I'm here. I'm present. I'm alive and able to tell you about it. I'm just letting you know I had a problem with the way I was handled or the way things were handled. So, why would you want to get him in any more trouble? You know what I mean? I just don't think it's very smart on Nikki's end to run it back like that. And I don't think it's smart of Kenneth. Clearly, he's not smart. I don't think this is a very intelligent man at all. I don't matter. I just don't think, you know, I feel like Nikki just wanted a man. Like, as long as we know Nikki in this industry, she's never been single. She's one of those girls. You know, that's a lot of, you know, I'm starting to notice something. Like, don't get me wrong, because I'm a desperate girly, okay? I'm out here trying to find mine and get me some. You know what I'm saying? But I've just never been the type of person where I just gotta have somebody. And I feel like if most people, if a person like Nicki Minaj was in my situation where you're not really out there where you're not necessarily, you know, I'm a very dark skinned man with pink ass lips, you know. It's not like I've got a million dates lined up around the corner all trying to get with me. You get what I'm saying? But I feel like a girl like Nicki, and guys and girls included, don't matter gender really, you know, certain people who have this brain where they never alone and they can't be alone. It's like if you were in my situation, in my body, if you were me, you would literally sell me up the street to any old man. Like you would be out here with settling for whoever or whatever. Like, honey, I'd rather be desperate and lonely than be dealing with certain folk, how they carry themselves, how they move. Like, you're not coming behind me doing all of that. Like, you need to have some kind of logic and sense. Like, I want us both to have so much logic and sense that we ping pong shit off of each other. And even in a moment when I'm seeing red, you can help me. You can help me see the light at the end of the tunnel and help me find a way to say and do things in a more appropriate way. I have a friend actually recently. He's very much taught me so much recently. And when I'm so mad about something, like, let me see. At work, they kind of messed up my paycheck or whatever. I was so heated about it. And I was about to go off. I'm about to see red. Like, type of person I am, like, I'm about to knock all this shit over. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be a wrap. Like, no check, no work. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to act a fool up in there. You know, he helped me find a way to get my point across without having to do that. Now, mind you, I have the sense to do that. But in that moment, you know, in that moment when you're seeing red, you'd be like, okay, I don't give a damn. Like, fuck all this shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was nice to have someone who can kind of ping pong off you, whether it be a friend or a boyfriend or whoever the case may be. You know, this is just my friend in this case. But, you know, it's nice to have someone who you can ping pong logical things off of and know the right way to do it. It's almost like playing a game of Big Brother. It's nice to be able to, like, whisper back and forth and figure out what's the best way. Because I, as bright as I am, and I feel like I'm very bright, although not bright a lot, but, you know, I'm very bright, and I meet a lot of bright people. But at the end of the day, I realize two heads really, especially lately, I'm realizing two heads really do work better than one. You know, so I want somebody who's sound, who's logical, who's going to say, all right, you know, I've made mistakes before. I done been to the prison, honey. I done been there for all this time, been watching my woman date all these people. You know, I'm going to come out here with a clear head. I'm not doing nothing stupid. What the fuck do I pay these big niggas for? Somebody explain to me. What do I pay? Because you, your man, and two security guards rolled up on this man after he done had words with you. Now, rolled up on this man, and your husband was the one to put his hands on him? Baby, the way my security would have took that man outside to the back and hemmed him up, like, no way my man is not, me and my man shouldn't be touching nobody. First of all, we got it like that. We got enough money for that. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I just wonder, what is she doing? Like, do you really have good intentions for your man, or did you get what you needed out your man? Because she is one of the people who can't be alone, but also, too, she got the baby. You know, she always talked about she low-key wanted a baby and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You had the married life. Like, I mean, you ain't never been single, so I feel like you've always kind of lived a certain life, honey. But, you know, honey, and it's even worse because back in June, there was an article that came out about her neighbors. Okay, let me read y'all this article. Nicki Minaj is at the center of a petition started by her neighbors who want the rapper to leave her Hidden Hills mansion because of safety concerns related to her husband's sex offender status. The super bass rapper and her husband, Kenneth Petty, purchased the $19.5 million home back in December, which prompted resident Beverly Barden to hop into action and start a change.org petition titled Say No to Sex Offenders in Hidden Hills. Okay, now let me go over to the petition because I actually drug up the petition. The petition currently has 1,601 signatures and it needs 2,500 in total to reach its next goal. Now, with all the haters Nicki Minaj claims she has, I'm surprised they didn't all band together and sign this petition themselves and make sure that old girl had to go find a new home or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm really surprised that her haters didn't band together. I'm not signing the petition. It's none of my business. I don't live in Hidden Hills, so I really don't give a fuck. But yeah, Miss Beverly Barden, she got the petition here with his picture on it. I must say he looked good in that mugshot, girl. he do look good in that mugshot with their Versace shirt on and everything. Child, they got the mugshot. They got the known aliases. Nicki. Who is Avery Johnson? And why is that one of Kenneth Petty's known aliases? Who's Avery Johnson? Who was he scamming? First of all, y'all, he only 5'9". He only an inch taller than me. That's short. Okay, there's hope for me after all. Somebody like Nicki Minaj want this little short man. Then somebody definitely want me, honey. But that's just neither here nor there. That's just funny. But, yeah, so let me finish reading this article, okay? Raising concerns over Kenneth, who is currently serving 1 year of home detention for failing to register as a sex offender in California, moving to the area, Barden's petition, which was recently uncovered by TMZ, claims there's a high likelihood he'll reoffend and his mere presence will drive down the value of homes in the area, okay? Because let's get to the tea, honey. She don't give a damn about reoffending or nobody. Hell, her own husband probably doing something to her own children up in that house, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the kind of shit that be going down in people's houses. While they sitting there throwing stones, they be in the glass motherfucking house. So they don't even be in a glass house, honey. They be in a glass little shed, okay, a little greenhouse that any old rock can bust the windows through and be having a nerve to be throwing stones out there, you know what I'm saying? But the real tea is, what she's really concerned about is the fact that he will drive down the value of homes in the area. Because trust me, if a hoe got $19.5 million to move into a certain neighborhood and complain about who's moving in there, Trust me when I tell you, she got enough to move her ass on out and move somewhere else if she felt that strongly about the neighborhood. I tell you what, she probably actually likes where she lives, and she's like, no, I done invested a lot into this home, and I planned on selling it for a nice little profit, and now they done moved some damn sex offender up in here and a rapper. Oh, hell no. Okay, that probably spun around so goddamn fast when she thought about the fact that she she was not with the shits, okay? She was like, absolutely the fuck not. You will not drive down the value in this here area, okay? Because I got things to do. I'm trying to sell this house. I am not a rapper. She is not playing. Anyways, Kenneth Petty is a level three sex offender convicted for the attempted rape of a 16-year-old girl and has a high likelihood to re-offend, a petition reads. He was also found guilty for killing a man. He is currently under house arrest for failing to register as a sex offender in California as law demands it. Excuse me. Now he was found guilty for killing a man, child. I didn't even know that. Child, what's up with this guy? I think I did hear that and just kind of forgot it, but whatever. The Petty couple moving in would lead to appraisal value of our homes to go down due to safety concerns. It would lead to children and women being a target, not them being a target, child. It continues, we, the residents of Hidden Hills, must put our residents' safety first. Don't wait to receive a letter from the government saying a predator has moved in near you. Do not allow this dangerous sex offender to live near you. Show that you are against sex offenders in our Hidden Hills neighborhood. Nicki Minaj's husband, who is also the father of her infant son, Papa Bear, was convicted of first-degree attempted rape in 1995 at the age of 16. He ultimately served over 4 years in prison for the offense, and as part of his release conditions, must register as a sex offender wherever he goes. But in March 2020, he was arrested by United States Marshals for failing to register as a sex offender in the state of California. Last July, a judge slapped him with 3 years probation and a year of home detention. He was also ordered to pay a $55,000 fine. Originally, Kenneth Petty was on house arrest at the couple's massive Calabasas home, which federal prosecutors weren't happy about. They felt the gated affluent community, which includes a pool, state-of-the-art music studio, and luxurious backyard, wasn't exactly a punishment. Instead, they wanted Kenneth Petty hit with 15 months in prison, 5 years supervised release, and the $55,000 in retribution. Meanwhile, in other Nicki Minaj news, the Queen rapper was recently the victim of some swatting after police were blah, 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 blah. I don't care about her getting swatted. Anyways, child. So, yeah, that's all what's going on with Nicki Minaj. That is her tea. She's got a lot of collaborations going on right now. I'm bad like a Barbie. I'm still a damn, but can't win up. I don't know. You know, I like the damn song, though. I ain't gonna lie. At first, I was like, this song is stupid. This is not a Barbie song. This is yada, yada, yada. Nobody talk more shit about the song than me. Now, listen, I'm still dragging her, so she bald a bit. Especially that Ice Spice part. Oh, girl, please. It's my jam. It's my jam. I'm all up in the song now. All up in the song. Hate to even admit that I'm all up in the song, but I'm all up in the song. But, you know, I don't know what's going on with Nicki, especially her life. Like, girl, you can do better. You got to do better. Like, this ain't it. This ain't it, mama. I don't think this guy's worth all the trouble. But see, she like all that shit. She love being this, like, Don, this boss. She love having a man there who she be like, baby, this man was talking to me crazy. He gonna go gun butt the nigga right upside the back of his head. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what he said. That's probably the guy. Like, I don't know if he hit me with a weapon or his fist. That was a gun butt. Okay? Okay. Won't shoot her, but I will gun butt the bitch. Okay, still dragging her, so don't pick up the bitch. Okay, Nicki Minaj with that Barbie tings. All right, all tea, all shade, bitch, all offense. If you ever try to confiscate Barbie's Ken, okay, baby, the prison system done already confiscated him from you once, honey. Don't get it twisted, because his ass will get confiscated again. Okay, so to Nicki, girl, I love you. Love the music. Love. Always had mad love for you. I've definitely fallen out of being a fan of Nicki's a long time ago because of just so much that the things with the other rap girlies, like, it's certain things that are inexcusable. You see what kind of person you're dealing with here, and it's just like, I'm good on her low key, but I'm still rooting for her, and I feel like she still has a chance to really get it together and redeem herself as a person. So let's just hope Nicki does that, you know? So, girl, get it together. And Kenneth, stop being petty, okay? Like, too petty, too ridiculous, too much for somebody that just got out of prison. Like, relax, dude, chill out. That's all I got for y'all, child.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special episode of the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the Petty Professor of Pop Culture. Okay. And I just want you to remember that you are the shit. I'm the shit. We the shit. Okay. So keep that in mind. Stay fly, baby, and have a great day. Also, if you feel like donating to your girl, what is that? Hashtag Ugly by Nature. Okay. Cash at me. Venmo Carlisle C21. And yeah, that's it. Live your life, man. Peace.